Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Rara Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dari. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dari. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudiriyet Nashta Priyeshu Abhadeshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloki Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki Om Magana Tamarindasya Ganagna Shalakaya Chakshur Unmalitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dharadi Svapadantikam Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Juta Parakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raganatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Saidvaitam Savadbhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha Hey Krishna Korana Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorange Radhe Rindavanishware Rishabhanu Suti Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patita Nampavavebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adwaita Gadadhar Shri Vasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Sri Krishna himself. Aham Brahmasmi, I'm not this material body. Jivara Sarupa Hoya Krishnira Nityadas, but the eternal servant of Krishna. Forgot spirit soul. I am pure spirit soul. Eternal servant of Krishna. The beginning, the middle, and the end of Srimad Bhagavatam explains pure, unalloyed devotional service to Lord Sri Krishna. So, Srila Madhvacharya's appearance day, we're in the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. So, the most exalted disciplic successions. Sampradaya Vihanaye Mantra Ste Nishpala Mataha. There are four Vaishnav Sampradayas, Brahma Sampradaya, Rudra Sampradaya, Sri Sampradaya, Kumara Sampradaya. Anyone who receives his or her mantras from one of these four disciplic successions will achieve the fruit of love of God, Krishna Prema, Krishna Pumarto Mahan, pure love of God. So, Sri Madhvacharya will read. The process is to be trying to seek the blessings of these superior acharyas and associating with pure devotees like Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Srila Madhvacharya ki. Sri Madhvacharya appeared in 1238 AD near Udupi, Karnataka in South India. He was considered an incarnation of Vayu, wind god. He had an unusually strong physique and extraordinary intellectual power. Once a fierce Bengali tiger attacked Madhvacharya's sannyas disciple, Satyatirtha. Madhvacharya wrestled the tiger and sent him away with his tail between his legs. Madhvacharya took Diksha at age 5, sannyas at 12, and left home. He appeared with a mission to fight and defeat Shankara's Mayavad impersonal philosophy. By giving a pure interpretation of the Danta Sutra, he promoted pure theism. He named his innovative Shastric explanation Dvaita Dvaita Vad, pure dualism. After Shankaracharya, who had previously toured India spreading impersonalism, Madhvacharya also traveled the length and breadth of India, preaching personal theism and devotion to Lord Vishnu. He defeated innumerable Jains, Buddhists, Mayavadis, atheists, logicians, and agnostics. With the hope of meeting Srila Vasudev himself, Madhvacharya walked up the Himalayas. That was his guru, Vyasadev. Krishna spoke to Brahma, Brahma to Narada, Narada to Vasudev, Vasudev to Srila Madhvacharya. With the hope of meeting Srila, as Prabhupada calls Vasudev, Vyasadev. I like Prabhupada's pronunciation, so I'm taking that. Vasudev himself, Madhvacharya, walked up the Himalayas. Vasudev gave up a shalagram shila called Astamurti, approved his Bhagavad Gita commentary, and blessed Madhvacharya with deeper realizations of the Shastras. So we're here to try to understand the meaning of Shastras, the revealed scriptures. Prabhupada once said, Guru means Vaishnava Guru, and Vaishnava Guru means one who can teach you the meaning of Shastra. In Udupi, Madhvacharya installed a beautiful deity of Gopal, standing alone, holding a cowherding stick. This deity manifested from within a chunk of Gopi Chandan, sacred clay. He established 8 Mahas temples to lovingly serve Udupi Krishna. The sannyasi leaders of each Mah worship the Krishna deity with a rigorous regimen of ceremonial ritual, punctuality, and impeccable personal conduct. Every Ekadashi, I think that's tomorrow, is that right? Tomorrow, Ekadashi? Auspicious Ekadashi. Holy, I think Sovas says Holy Ekadashi. So every Ekadashi, they observe Nirjal, total fast, all food and water. The Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya originates with the Madhvas. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers thoroughly studied Madhva's works before compiling their philosophy. For the Suts and Darbas, Sri Jiva Goswami drew heavily from Madhva's writings. Jiva Goswami found the Gaudiya philosophy of Achintya Beda Beda Tattva in Madhva's Bhagavat Pariya. Sri Chaitanya himself visited Udupi, the seat of Madhva's sect. The Lord introduced Harinam Sankirtan into their sect. The Madhvas and Gaudiyas share many of the same philosophical points. Both consider it necessary to surrender to the lotus feet of the Guru. Guru Padasraya. In Sutra Bhasya, Madhvacharya cites the Brihad Tantra and Mahasamhita to show that a disciple may reject a bogus guru who proves to be useless. He may then accept another qualified, self-realized person as his guru. In Pramaya Ratnavali, Sri Baladev Vidyabhushana summarized the 9 principles common in to both Sri Chaitanya and Madhva's teachings. In Vaishnava Siddhanta Mala, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur says, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered all Gaudiya Vaishnavas to carefully observe the 9 instructions of truth given by Sri Madhvacharya through our Guru Parampara. Sri Madhvacharya's 9 teachings. Number 1. Bhagavan Sri Krishna alone is the supreme absolute truth, one without a second. 2. He is the object of knowledge in all the Vedas. Because, you know that verse, everyone knows that, 15:15 Bhagavad Gita, Sarvasya Chahamirdi, Sanivishto Mataha Shmitir Gyanam Apohanam Cha Vedaischa Saverham Eva Vejo Vedantakrit Vedavid Eva Chaham. Krishna says, I am seated in everyone's heart, and from me come knowledge, remembrance, and forgetfulness. By all the Vedas, it is I to be understood. Indeed, I am the compiler of Vedanta and the knower of the Vedas. So once I asked Srila Prabhupada's godbrother, who Prabhupada said was a pure devotee, he's also in this book called Gaudiya Vaishnav Samadhis in Vrindavan by His Holiness Mom Anidhi Swami, Akinchana Krishnadas Babaji. He was preparing for death at Nandagram. I went there to visit him and offered him some gifts. And I asked him, what is your favorite verse in Bhagavad Gita? And he mentioned this verse, 15:15, the verse I just recited. From me come knowledge, by all the Vedas it is I to be understood. And I said to him, where do the demons go if they die or leave their body in Vrindavan? And his answer was up. he didn't say how far. He didn't say how far up, but he said up. And he said, all Vrindavan is surcharged with spiritual energy. So this is also Vrindavan. And this temple is surcharged with spiritual energy. As I remember reading in Krishna book, I know my godbrother Jayananda used to love reading Krishna book. And mentioned that those who live in the outside, in the country, is like a mode of goodness to live in the country. And those who live in big cities, big villages, mode of passion. And those who live with the four sinful pillars, meat-eating, gambling, illicit sex, intoxication, are prevalent, are a mode of ignorance. But those who live in a Krishna temple, that's Vaikuntha. Where, no matter where it is in the material world, it's Vaikuntha. So this temple is especially Vaikuntha. Prabhupada spent a lot of time here. He finished what? Chaitanya Charitamrita here. Okay, so three, the universe is real, satya. Four, the differences between Ishwara, God, jiva, soul, and matter are real. Five, jiva souls are by nature the servants of the Supreme Lord, Hari. Okay, you remember Lord Chaitanya asked Sanatan, Sri Sanatan Goswami, what is the constitutional position of every living entity? And Srila Sanatan Goswami answered, Jivara Surupohaya Krishna Nityadas. Everyone is the eternal servant of Krishna. Shishi Rukmini Dwarkadish Ki. So, six. There are two categories of jivas, liberated and illusioned. 7. Liberation, moksha, means attaining the lotus feet of Bhagavan, Krishna. In other words, entering an eternal relationship of service to the Supreme Lord. 8. Pure devotional service to Krishna is the only way to attain this liberation. What's that verse 18? 56, 55. Bhagavad Gita, Bhaktiyamam Abhijananti, Yavanyaschasmi Tattvataha, Tatomam Tattvato Gyatva, Vishate Tad Anantaram. One can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead as He is only by devotional service. And when one is in full consciousness of the Supreme Lord by such devotional service, he can then enter into the kingdom of God. 9. The truth may be known by pratyaksha, direct perception, anuman, inference or logic, shabda, spiritual sound, or Vedic authority. She, Madhvacharya, serves as Madhavi Gopi in Radha Govinda's eternal Vrindavan pleasure pastimes. Srila Madhvacharya ki. Did anyone want to mention anything, glorification of Srila Madhvacharya? If not, we'll go to Lord Ram's victory, Ram Vijayotsava. Here's a picture of Sita and Ram, ninth canto, Srimad Bhagavatam. Agupati Raghavaraja Ram, Patita Pavana Sita Ram. So here, I think what I'll do is, so we can get the essence of the whole chapter, read just the summary, if I may. And then we'll read a few verses here with purports by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Yes, Prabhu. I'm hard of hearing. I need a hearing aid.
Since you ask, as for the glorification of Madhvacharya, there's one thing that one could add, and that is indirectly, that even nowadays, ISKCON is the only religious group outside of the Madhvacharya congregation that is allowed to sing in the Udupi Krishna temple in front of the deity. So every Sunday, we have 2 hours, devotee square there. It's not allowed for any, they don't allow anybody in. Any other sampradaya is not allowed.
Oh.
But they allow us in
because
they recognize the connectedness.
You were there? You went. You were there yourself?
I used to sing there, yeah.
Oh,
I was there for 4 months, so I had plenty of opportunity last year or 2 years ago. That's wonderful. That we can sing right in front of the same Udupi Krishna that was found by Madhvacharya. Hare Krishna.
Wow. Did you want to say something, Suhas Prabhu? Oh, okay. Thank you. Okay, Prithu Prabhu Ki. Very nice. All glories to you. So here, this is the 10th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam. If anyone wants to read something about Lord Ramachandra today. This is ninth canto. The pastimes of the Supreme Lord Ramachandra. The 10th chapter describes how Lord Ramachandra appeared in the dynasty of Maharaj Katvanga. It also describes the Lord's activities, telling how he killed Ravana and returned to Ayodhya, the capital of his kingdom. The son of Maharaj Katvanga was Durga Bahu, and his son was Raghu. The son of Raghu was Ajja. The son of Ajja was Dasharath, and the son of Dasharath was Lord Ramachandra, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When the Lord descended into this world in his full quadruple expansion as Lord Ramachandra, Lakshman, Bharat, and Shatrughna, great sages like Valmiki, who were actually in knowledge of the Absolute Truth, described his transcendental pastimes. Srila Shukadeva Goswami describes these pastimes in brief. Lord Ramachandra went with Vishvamitra and killed Rakshasas like Maricha. After breaking the stout and strong bow known as Haradanu, the Lord married Mother Sita and cut down the prestige of Parashuram. I can never understand it because I've read somewhere in the Bhagavatam where Parashuram is also Vishnu Tattva. He's the Supreme Personality of God. And if someone could find different that he's different than God, please let me know. But he cut down his prestige. Anyway, to obey the order of his father, he entered the forest accompanied by Lakshman and Sita. There, he cut off the nose of Sharpanaka and killed the associates of Ravana, headed by Kara and Dushana. Ravana's kidnapping of Sita Devi was the beginning of this demon's misfortune. When Maricha assumed the form of a golden deer, Lord Ramachandra sent to bring the deer to please Sita Devi. But in the meantime, Ravana took advantage of the Lord's absence to kidnap her. When Sita Devi was kidnapped, Lord Ramachandra, accompanied by Lakshman, searched for her throughout the forest. In the course of this search, they met Jatayu. Then the Lord killed the demon Kabanda and the commander Vali and established a friendship with Sugriva. After organizing the military strength of the monkeys and going with them to the shore of the sea, the Lord awaited the arrival of Samudra, the ocean personified. But when Samudra did not come, the Lord, the master of Samudra, became angry. Then Samudra came to the Lord with great haste and surrendered to him, wanting to help him in every way. The Lord then attempted to bridge the ocean, and with the help of advice from Vibhishana, he attacked Ravana's capital, Lanka. Previously, Hanuman, the eternal servant of the Lord, had set fire to Lanka, and now, with the help of Lakshman, the forces of Lord Ramachandra killed all the Rakshasa soldiers. Then Lord Ramachandra personally killed Ravana, Mandudari, the other wives, and other wives lamented for Ravana. And in accordance with Lord Ramachandra's order, Vibhishana performed the funeral ceremonies for all the dead in the family. Lord Ramachandra then gave Vibhishana the right to rule Lanka and also granted him a long duration of life. The Lord delivered Sita Devi from the Ashok forest and carried her in a forest in a flower airplane to his capital, Ayodhya, where he was received by his brother Bharat. When Lord Ramachandra entered Ayodhya, Bharat brought his wooden shoes. Vibhishana and Sugriv held a whisk and fan. Hanuman carried an umbrella. Shatrughna carried the Lord's bow and two quivers. And Sita Devi carried a water pot containing water from holy places. Angada carried a sword, and Jambuvan, Rikshiraj, carried a shield. After Lord Ramachandra, accompanied by Lakshman and Mother Sita Devi, met all his relatives, the great sage Vasishta enthroned him as king. The chapter ends with a short description of Lord Ramachandra's rule in Ayodhya. So I'm just going to read this with just some verses, not all of it. This is Canto 9, Chapter 10, The Pastimes of Lord Ramachandra. Okay. Lord Ramachandra said to Ravana, "You are the most abominable of the man-eaters. Indeed, you are like their stool." He's really getting on his case, isn't he? Really chastising him. "You resemble a dog, for as a dog steals edibles from the kitchen in the absence of the householder, in my absence you kidnapped my wife, Sita Devi. Therefore, as Yamaraj punishes sinful men, I shall also punish you. You are the most abominable, sinful, and shameless. Today, therefore, I, whose attempt never fails, shall punish you." Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada Ki. Na cha Daivat Param Balam. No one can surpass the strength of the transcendence. Ravana was so sinful and shameless that he did not know what the result would be of kidnapping Mother Sita, the pleasure potency of Ramachandra. This is the disqualification of the Rakshasas. Asatyam apratishtam te jagat ahor anishvaram. The Rakshasas are unaware that the Supreme Lord is the ruler of the creation. They think that everything has come about by chance or accident, and that there is no ruler, king, or controller. You get into the car, it just goes without having consciousness. You have to get into the automobile, right? before it will move. So the demons, they think everything's just happening by chance. Therefore, the Rakshasas act independently as they like, going even as far as to kidnap the goddess of fortune. This policy of Ravana's is extremely dangerous for the materialist. Indeed, it brings ruin to the materialistic civilization. Nonetheless, because atheists are Rakshasas, they dare to do things that are most abominable, and thus they are punished without fail. Religion consists of the orders of the Supreme Lord. And one who carries out these orders is religious. One who fails to carry out the Lord's orders is irreligious, and he is to be punished. Okay, the next verse. After thus rebuking Ravana, Lord Ramachandra fixed an arrow to his bow, aimed at Ravana, and released the arrow, which pierced Ravana's heart like a thunderbolt. Upon seeing this, Ravana's followers raised a tumultuous sound, crying, "Alas, alas, what has happened? What has happened?" As Ravana, vomiting blood from his 10 mouths, fell from his airplane, just as a pious man falls to earth from the heavenly planets, when the results of his pious activities are exhausted. Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada Ki. In Bhagavad Gita 9:21, it is said, Shine punye martya lokam vishanti. When the results of their pious activities are exhausted, those who have enjoyed in the heavenly planets fall again to earth. The fruitive activities of this material world are such that whether one acts piously or impiously, one must remain within the material world according to different conditions. For neither pious nor impious actions can relieve one from Maya's clutches of repeated birth and death. I remember once upon a time, when I was in England, when Prabhupada was physically present, we were on a morning walk. We had a temple at 7 Berry Place. We no longer have that temple, for some reason or other. And, Prabhupada asked us, what's the difference between pious activities and sinful activities? And we asked, oh, Srila Prabhupada, pious activities are following according to Vedic injunctions, and sinful activities are doing anything you want to do, any foolish thing you want to do. And so Prabhupada didn't agree with either one of these answers, and Prabhupada said both are sinful. Pious activities, material sinful activities are both sinful. And I didn't understand that exactly, and I read the teachings of Queen Kunti, and it mentioned that, like, in the summertime, if someone lights a fire next to you, it causes suffering, right? Distress. And the same fire in the wintertime causes pleasure, right? So it states there in the book that pious activities on the platform of sense gratification, in forgetfulness of our eternal relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is also sinful. Is that okay? Thank you, Archana. I know I'm all right then if he agrees. He's BBT. He's up, way up there, way ahead of me. So Of course, it doesn't take much to be ahead of me. But somehow or other, Ravana was raised to an exalted position as the king of a great kingdom with all material opulences. But because of his sinful act of kidnapping Mother Sita, all the results of his pious activities were destroyed. If one offends an exalted personality, especially the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one certainly becomes most abominable, bereft of the results of pious activities. One must fall down like Ravana and other demons. It is therefore advised that one transcend both pious and impious activities and remain in the pure state of freedom from all designations, sarvapadi, vinirmuktam, tatparatvena, nirmalam. When one is fixed in devotional service, he is above the material platform, like Svavasrubhu. He's fixed. He is above the material platform. On the material platform, there are higher and lower positions, but when one is above the material platform, he is always fixed in a spiritual position. Sagunan samaititayitan brahmabhuyaya kalpate. Ravana or those like him may be very powerful and opulent in this material world, but theirs is not a secure position, because after all, they are bound by the results of their karma, karmana daivana trena. We should not forget that we are completely dependent on the laws of nature. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai e karmani sarvashaha Ankara vimudhatma kartaham iti manyate. The bewildered spirit soul under the influence of the three modes of material nature thinks himself the doer that are in actuality carried out by nature. Bhagavad Gita 3:27. One should not be proud of one's exalted position and act like Ravana, thinking himself independent of material nature's laws. So I'll just read maybe the other translations are very short, and I would like to share this this with you, and then I'll stop. And if anyone wants to comment, don't ask me any questions because I won't be able to give you the answer. I have asked Archida or one other devotee or Svavas or Amala Bhakta Prabhu. He's a very advanced Vaishnava. So here, text 24. Thereafter, all the women whose husbands had fallen in the battlefield, in the battle headed by Mandodari, the wife of Ravana, came out of Lanka, continuously crying when they approached the dead bodies of Ravana and the other Rakshasas, striking their breasts in affliction because their husbands had been killed by the arrows of Lakshman. The women embraced their respective husbands and cried piteously in voices appealing to everyone. Oh, my Lord, oh, Master, you epitomize trouble for others, and therefore you were called Ravana. But now that you have been defeated, we also are defeated. For without you, the state of Lanka has been conquered by the enemy. To whom will it go for shelter? Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Ravana's wife, Mandodari, and the other wives knew very well how cruel a person Ravana was. The very word Ravana means one who causes crying for others. Ravana continuously caused trouble for others. But when his sinful activities culminated in giving trouble to Sita Devi, he was killed by Lord Ramachandra. O greatly fortunate one, you came under the influence of lusty desires, and therefore you could not understand the influence of Mother Sita. Now, because of her curse, you have been reduced to this state, having been killed by Lord Ramachandra, purport by Srila Prabhupada. Not only was Mother Sita powerful, but any woman who follows in the footsteps of Mother Sita can also become similarly powerful. There are many instances of this in the history of Vedic literature. Whenever we find a description of ideal chaste women, Mother Sita is among them. Mandodari, the wife of Ravana, was also very chaste. Similarly, Draupadi was one of five exalted chaste women. As a man must follow great personalities like Brahma and Narada, a woman must follow the path of such ideal women as Sita, Mandodari, and Draupadi. By staying chaste and faithful to her husband, a woman enriches herself with supernatural power. In a moral, it is a moral principle that one should not be influenced by lusty desires for another's wife. Matirvat para dareshu. An intelligent person must look upon another's wife as being like his mother. This is a moral injunction from Chanakya Pandit 10. One who considers another's wife as his mother, another's possessions as a lump of dirt, and treats all other living beings as he would himself, is considered to be learned. Thus, Ravana was condemned not only by Lord Ramachandra, but even by his own wife, Mandodari. Because she was a chaste woman, she knew the power of another chaste woman, especially such a wife as Mother Sita Devi. Lord Ramachandra ki. So does anyone want to add anything? Yes, Prabhu.
After he killed Ravana.
What's that?
After Lord Ramachandra killed Ravana.
Okay.
He actually said to Bibhishana, the reason why he killed Ravana was not that he abducted Mother Sita. What angered him, and he said, I could have forgiven.
That what?
I could have forgiven him for that, Ramachandra said. I could have forgiven him that he abducted Sita. But what I couldn't forgive him, that he came in the form of a sannyasi and abducted her. Therefore, he needed to be killed. And he killed him. So that Lord Ramachandra considered that even worse, that he came as a holy man and abducted Sita in this way. That was unforgivable. Hare Krishna.
Anything else? Jai Srila Prabhupada ki!